今天你在荧幕上看到的题目啊，我们应当有的生命。
As you can see from the slide from the PowerPoint, you can see that the topic is the life we ought to have.
那么今天的信息取自是取自以弗所书第三章十四节到二十一节。
The scripture is from Ephesians chapter 3:14-21.
有圣经的打开以弗所书第三章第十四节到二十一节。
Please open your Bible to Ephesians chapter 3:14-21.
如果你看英文的我只是念中文你看英文的跟着看。
Only the Chinese version will be read, please follow in your English Bible.
以弗所书第三章第十四节。因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按照他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。神能造作运行在我们心里的大能，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，必在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。刚才我们看那段经文是保罗在以弗所书的第二个祷告。
The scripture that we just read is the second prayer Paul said in this book.
那么第一个祷告是记载在一章第十五节到二十三节。
The first prayer was recorded in chapter 1 verses 15-23.
那么我们看到第一个祷告，保罗强调的内容是关于神的大能。
And in his first prayer, what he stressed is the mighty power of God.
如果你看一章二十一节的话，你就明白。
If you look at chapter 1 verse 21, you understand.
他说保罗的大能是超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但在今世，连来世的都超过了。
It says it's far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come.
所以我们看到这个祷告带给以弗所书以弗所教会的信徒很大的启发。
So we can see that this prayer has really enlightened the believers there.
所以当保罗第二次祷告的时候，他同样提到神的大能。
And in his second prayer, he continued to mention God's almighty power.
所以他求神把这个大能赐给以弗所书、以弗所教会的信徒。
He prayed that God will give the believers there the same power.
直到他们心里能够刚强起来。
So that they can be strengthened.
不但能够刚强起来。
Not only will they be strengthened.
也直到他们属灵生命能够有深度。
And that they will have depth. In their spiritual life.
而且在他们的爱有根有基。
And that they will be rooted in the word.
能够抓住明白基督爱是何等长阔的高深。
And that they can comprehend, how wide, long, high and deep God's love is.
并且知道耶稣的爱是不能够测度的。
And that, Jesus' love is unimaginable.
而且是满满的，圣经讲到很满的，满满的。
And it is full.
所以保罗的祷告是值得我们自己我们去学习的。
Paul's prayer is worth our model after.
所以每次保罗为教会祷告的时候
，So every time when Paul prayed for the church,
保罗都是为着他们属灵的生命来祷告。
He prayed always about their spiritual life.
然后你看到保罗的祷告跟今天一般的基督徒的祷告不一样。
We can see the difference between Paul's prayer and the prayer that Christians do nowadays.
啊，今天一般的基督徒的祷告都是为着啊肉体的需要来祷告。
Generally, the Christian prayer today is often about their own physical needs.
很少求神说来坚固他们的信心，或者直到他们的灵命成长。
Very rarely do we hear people pray about the spiritual growth and the strength.
那么试想一下，我们过去的祷告是否有求神给我们一颗顺服的心和坚固的信心？
Think back at your prayer. Did you ever pray that God would strengthen you or give you an acceptable heart?
所以为了肉体的需要来祷告是没有错的。
It is not wrong to pray for your physical need.
但是只是为了肉体的需要来祷告的话，
But if you only pray for your physical need,
而没有想到属灵生命的需要来祷告，
and neglect the need of your spiritual life,
那我们的祷告就有问题了。
Then there is a problem in the prayer.
所以当保罗第二次为以弗所的信徒祷告的时候，
So when Paul prayed for the second time for the believers in Ephesus,
那么圣经讲到他是屈膝在神的面前来祷告。
And the Bible said that he knelt before God.
那么圣经没有讲到，当我们祷告的时候，我们身体必须有某一种的形式。
The Bible never mentioned to us how in what physical position we should be when we pray.
所以当亚伯拉罕在神的面前为这个索多玛和俄摩拉这两个城市祷告的时候，
So when Abraham prayed for the city of Sodom and Gomorrah,
那么圣经讲他是站在神的面前祷告。
The Bible recorded he stood before God.
所以当所罗门王把圣殿献给神的时候，
And when King Solomon offered the temple to God,
那么圣经也讲到他是站在神的面前祷告。
The Bible also recorded him as standing before God.
当大卫王在神的面前为以色列的将来来祷告的时候，
And when King David prayed for the future of the Israelites,
那么圣经讲到大卫王是坐在神的面前祷告。
The Bible recorded him sitting before God.
那么当主耶稣基督在客西马尼园祷告的时候，
And when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane,
圣经讲到他俯伏在地上祷告。
The Bible recorded he was on the ground.
那么身体的形式不一定代表一个人祷告的态度。
No matter what physical position a person assumes, it does not represent his attitude.
那么真正的祷告是出于我们的内心。
A true prayer comes from within your heart.
但是当保罗屈膝在神的面前祷告的时候，
And when Paul kneeled before God to pray,
他是一个顺服的心，谦卑的心向神求告。
He has a humble and obedient heart to call out to God.
所以保罗为了以弗所信徒的属灵生命来祷告。
So he prayed for the spiritual life of the believers there.
我们从今天的经文里面看到他的祷告有四方面。
And from today's scripture, we can see there are four aspects of his prayer.
那么第一方面就是十六节。
The first one comes in verse 16.
他说他求神按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们的心里的力量刚强起来。
He says, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
所以我们看到这个要求是牵涉到神的大能。
So we can see that this request involves God's power.
保罗求神借着圣灵的大能能够彰显在信徒的身上。
Paul is praying that God's power can be exemplified through the believers.
而直到他们的心里面刚强起来。
And in order that they will be strengthened.
所以在这个使徒行传第一章第八节讲得很清楚。
And it stated clearly in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
他说当圣灵降临在你们的身上，你们就能得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
所以当我们看这个使徒行传的时候，我们看到圣灵所扮演那种角色。
So when we look at the book of Acts, we can see what position the Holy Spirit played.
整本使徒行传一共有59个地方提到圣灵。
Throughout the whole book of Acts, there are 59 times that the Holy Spirit was mentioned.
啊，占了整本新约圣经的四分之一。
And it actually take up like a quarter of the book of Acts.
所以当圣灵降临在门徒身上的时候
，So when the Holy Spirit come upon the believers.
所以当彼得讲道的时候。
And when Peter preached,
那么圣经讲到有3000人信主。
The Bible recorded 3000 come to Christ.
那么3000人悔改信耶稣。
3000 people repented.
不是因为彼得很有口才。
Not because Peter can talk well.
我们知道彼得是一个渔夫。
We know that Peter, was a fisherman.
而是因为圣灵降临在彼得的身上。
And it is because the Holy Spirit has descended upon Peter.
而直到他的心里刚强起来。
So he was strengthened from within.
这就是保罗所要在这里所强调的。
And this is exactly what Paul was stressing.
他也求神能够给信徒有这样的力量。
He prayed that believers will have this kind of power.
在美国教会历史里面有好几位神重用的仆人。
In the American church history, there are several servants that God has used greatly.
啊，比如说这个 George Whitfield 跟这个 Jonathan Edwards.
For example, there is George Whitfield and Jonathan Edwards.
那么神借着他的大能赐给这些仆人。
God has granted His power to these servants.
啊，如果你听过 Jonathan Edwards 讲道的话。
If you have heard the preaching of Jonathan Edwards.
啊 ，Jonathan 讲道的时候，他的声音是平平的。
When he preaches, he's monotone.
啊，如果你听了的话，你肯定会去钓鱼。
And if you listen for a long time, I bet you will go fish.
但是神却使用这个仆人。
But God used this servant.
那么 Jonathan Edwards， 如果你知道他的历史的话，他讲了一篇道叫做《罪人处在神愤怒的手中》。
If you know the history of Jonathan Edwards, you know he has preached. One time called sinners in the hand of an angry God.
他讲了这篇道，很多很多人的信悔改信耶稣。
He preached this, and many many come to Christ.
而且给教会带来很大的复兴。
And it caused a great church revival.
在华人教会历史里面，也有一位很神重用的仆人。
And in the Chinese church history, there is also one that God used greatly.
宋尚介博士。
It's Dr. Song.
那么宋尚介博士当他完成在美国完成他的学业之后回中国的时候
And as he finished his study in America on his way back to China
他把他在美国所得到的化学博士文凭把它丢在海里
He took the doctorate diploma that he received for his chemistry study and he threw it in the sea
然后之后他就到各地包括东南亚一带去传福音。
And then he began his preaching in Southeast Asia.
神大大的使用他。
God used him greatly.
那么借着圣灵借着神的大能他去广传这个福音。
And through the power of God and of the Holy Spirit, he spread the gospel.
有病的得到医治。
Those who are ill were healed.
被鬼附的得到释放。
Those who are possessed were freed.
神的大能借着这个圣灵改变一个人的心。
And through the power of the Holy Spirit, God can change a man's heart.
然后如果看英文圣经的话，他说是 inner man.
And in the English translation, it says your inner being.
或者是内心的意思。
It means your inner self.
啊，就是能够改变一个人，以致他的内心能够刚强起来。
And it's to change somebody from the inner being so that he can be strengthened.
所以这个内心是指人的心思和意念。
It's talking about his mind and his thoughts.
圣经里面讲到这个内心可以看。
The Bible often mentioned that you can see the inner being.
啊，如果你看诗篇119篇18节的话，这里讲到求你开我的眼睛，使我能够看出律法中的奇妙。
And in Psalm 119 verse 18 it says, Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law.
这个内心你可以听。
This inner being can also be heard.
啊，就好像主耶稣基督讲 你们有耳朵的就必须听。
And just like Jesus said, he who has ears, let him hear.
啊，这个内心圣经讲到也可以尝试。
The Bible also mentioned the inner being can be tasted.
啊，比如说诗篇三十四篇八节，他讲到你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他的美善。
In Psalm 34 verse 8, it says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge."
而且这个内心也可以被操练。
And this inner man can also be trained.
好像保罗在这个提摩太前书讲到，我们在敬虔上便知道在敬虔上来操练自己。
Just like Paul mentioned in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verses 7 to 8, it says you need to train yourself to be godly.
也讲到这个内心必须要得到洁净。
And it also talk about the inner self needs to be clean.
所以当大卫王在诗篇51篇在向神求告神赦免他的罪的时候。
And when King David prayed to God in Psalm 51,asking God to forgive him.
而且他求神洁净他的心。
He asked God to clean his heart.
而基督徒的内心当被刚强起来的时候，不会受到周围环境的影响。
So when a Christian's inner being was strengthened, he will not be influenced by anything else.
所以当保罗出去传福音的时候，他遇到很多迫害。
When Paul spread the gospel, he faced a lot of difficulties.
而且被关在监牢里面。
He was put in jail.
他说圣经讲到，虽然他的身体受到毁坏，但是他的内心却一天比一天的更新。
The Bible recorded that even though physically he was being mistreated, but his inner self was renewed day after day.
如果不是圣灵的大能，这是不可能的事情。
If it is not through the power of the Holy Spirit, it is impossible to do that.
所以保罗也希望信徒能够好像他一样得着这个力量。
So Paul was wishing that other believers would be just like him.
所以他恳求神借着圣灵能够使他信徒的信心心里能够刚强起来。
So he prayed to God that the believer's inner being will be strengthened.
让这个圣灵来掌管他们的生命。
To allow the Holy Spirit to have complete control of them.
那么第二点。
Secondly.
所以保罗求神使基督因你们的信住在你们的心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，这是第二点。
So secondly, he said, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.And I pray that you being rooted and established in love.
那么从这里我们看到三个图画形容一个基督徒属灵生命的深度。
We can see there are three pictures here to describe the depth of a spiritual life.
如果你看这个经文的话，这里这三个图画里面隐藏了三个动词。
And if you look at it, within the three pictures, there are three verbs.
那三个动词就是第一住在，第二是有根有基。
So these verbs are dwell, rooted, and grounded.
所以保罗使用这三个动词来表明基督徒属灵生命的深度。
So Paul used these three verbs to describe the depth of spiritual life.
所以他求神使基督住在他们的心里。
He prayed that Christ may dwell in their hearts.
那么前两个星期我讲到这个我们的基督徒的身体是圣灵的殿。
Two weeks ago, I mentioned that the body of the Christians is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
而圣灵住在基督徒的心里。
And the Holy Spirit dwell within believers.
就好像旧约圣经里面讲到耶和华住在这个所罗门王所建的殿，或者以色列人在旷野里面所建的帐幕。
Just like in the Old Testament, when they talk about God dwell in the temple built by Solomon, or when they were in the wilderness, God dwell in the tabernacle.
但是自从耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩之后，
But since Jesus Christ has completed the salvation on the cross,
那么神不再住在人所建造的圣殿或者帐幕里面。
God will no longer dwell in the building built by man.
那么神从今以后住在信徒的心里面。
From that point on, God dwell within the hearts of believers.
所以这里讲到住在你们的心里，不是指一个人在信耶稣的时候，圣灵内住在他的心里。
So here in verse 17, when he says Christ may dwell in your heart, it doesn't mean the moment when you accepted Christ.
而是指基督耶稣借着圣灵居住他在他的心里面。
It's talk about through Christ the Holy Spirit dwell in the believers.
而是讲到这个信了耶稣之后所发生的事情。
It's talking about what happened after you believe in Jesus.
所以当神要祝福亚伯拉罕赐给他一个儿子的时候。
So when God wants to bless Abraham to give him a son.
你看旧约圣经的时候讲到耶和华跟两位天使到来到这个亚伯拉罕的帐篷里面。
The Old Testament recorded, God came with two angels to the tent where Abraham lives.
他们与亚伯拉罕交流。
They visited with Abraham.
而且跟他一起在共餐。
And they ate with Abraham.
那么耶和华跟这两位天使愿意跟亚伯拉罕在一起交流。
The two angels and God were willing to visit with Abraham.
是因为亚伯拉罕被神看为是一个有信心的人，而且是一个顺服神的人。
Because God considered Abraham one who has faith and also one who is submissive.
然后你在看旧约圣经创世纪的时候。
And as you go along in Genesis.
然后你发现到后来这两位天使到这个索多玛这个城去。
And then as you read on, you notice that the two angels then depart to go to Sodom and Gomorrah.
因为他们要到那城里去审查这城里的罪恶。
Because they are going to go to the city to see the evil deeds they were doing.
然后把他的神的这个审判降临到这个城市里面。
And then they are going to grant God's anger on that city.
但是你发觉到耶和华却不在当中。
But you notice that God did not go with them.
为什么呢？
Why?
为什么只有两位天使到这个索多玛啊这个城里去？
How come only the two angels went to Sodom?
那么圣经讲告诉我们，索多玛是一个充满罪恶的城。
The Bible recorded the city of Sodom is a city full of sin.
所以耶和华不会在这个城里面逗留或者停下来。
So God will not be going or dwelling in that city or pass or even go there.
那么同样的，如果我们的心中充满了罪恶的话，
Similarly, if our hearts are full of sin,
圣灵也不会住在我们的心中。
The Holy Spirit will not come and dwell within us.
我已经讲过，教会是圣灵的殿。
I have already said the church is the temple of God.
当教会没有顺从神的时候，
When the church is in the disobedience of God,
当教会对神没有信心的时候，
and when a church lack faith towards God,
圣灵就不会住在教会当中。
The Holy Spirit will not dwell in the church.
所以保罗不单求神借着基督住在他们的心中，
So Paul not only prays that Christ will dwell in their heart,
他也求神使他们的心有他们的爱心有根有基。
He also prays that their love will be rooted and grounded.
他保罗盼望他们的属灵生命的深度应该是有根有基的。
He's hoping that the spiritual life will be rooted and will be established.
就好像一棵树啊，种在泥土里面，吸收泥土中的水分。
It's just like when you plant a tree, the root go down and it absorb all the nutrients from the soil.
如果你看诗篇第一篇第三节，你就明白。
If you look at Psalm chapter 1 verse 3, you understand.
他说他要像一棵树，栽在溪水旁，按时间结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的一切都顺利。
He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers.
所以这个爱心是有根的。
So this love has a root.
而且是有基的。
And it will be established.
加上教会建立在这个使徒和先知的真理上。
It's just like the church was built on the truth of the disciples and believers.
以基督耶稣成为那个房角石。
And that Jesus Christ is the cornerstone.
所以当保罗为以弗所信徒祷告的时候，
So when Paul was praying for the believers in Ephesus,
他求神借助圣灵使基督徒的心能够坚强起来。
He prayed that God would strengthen their heart.
那么第二，他也求神能够使到他们的属灵生命更有深度。
And secondly, he prayed that their spiritual life will have depth.
那么第三点，保罗求神能够使这些信徒能够明白耶稣基督爱是何等长阔高深。
And thirdly, he prayed that these believers will understand the, how wide, long, high, and deep God's love is.
那么十八节、十九节那边有两个字哦，明白。
In verse 18 and 19, there's a word that says to understand.
啊，如果有一些英文圣经，它把翻译成 comprehend。
There are some English Bible that translated as comprehend.
Comprehend 这个字是来自拉丁文的字根叫做 prehende.
It came from a Latin word prehende.
也就是紧紧的捉住的意思。
It means to grasp.
或者你说英文说 monkey has a prehensile tail. 就是这个猴子有那个能够卷住或者抓住那个尾巴，有没有看过猴子当他们跳来跳去的时候在树上？
Have you ever seen a monkey jumping from tree to tree?
有没有看过？
Have you?
你们住在城市里面不能够看到猴子。
You live in the city, and so you won't see monkeys.
但是家里住很多猴子。
But you have monkeys in your house.
那么当这个猴子在树上跳来跳去的时候，
So as the monkey jumped from tree to tree,
那么他们一跳的时候，然后他们的尾巴就剪在树枝上。
So as they jump, you'll notice their tail will wrap around the branch.
他们抓得紧紧的。
They grasp tightly to it.
然后撑住他们的身体。
And it sustained their body.
那么这个猴子的尾巴抓住这个树枝。
So at the tail of the monkey grasped onto the branch.
抓住很紧。
It grasped tightly.
直到这个猴子不会从树上掉下来。
So that the monkey will not fall from the branch.
所以这个英文的字就是 comprehend.
So this word in English, comprehend.
或者中文把它翻译成这个明白。
And in Chinese, it's translated as understand.
它的意思就是抓得紧紧的。
It means to grasp tightly.
所以当保罗向神求这些基督徒能够明白耶稣基督爱何等高深的时候。
So when Paul was praying for the believers to grasp.The love of Christ.
他是盼望这些信徒能够紧紧地抓住。
He was hoping, he's hoping that the saints will grasp tightly to the concept.
而且能够明白耶稣基督的爱。
And to comprehend the love of Christ.
不是表面上的明白。
Not just superficially.
而是深入的去明白。
But it's to really go deep and comprehend.
明白这个爱是何等长阔的高深。
And to know how wide, how long, how high, and how deep the love is.
而且是人不能够去测度的。
And it is, it surpasses our knowledge.
这个爱就在十字架上已经显明了。
This love was shown on the cross.
当神把他的独生儿子赐给我们的时候。
When God gave us his only son.
他牺牲了他唯一的独生子。
He sacrificed his only son.
做父母亲的比较能够明白这点。
Being parents, you'll be able to understand this.
特别是只有一个孩子的父母亲。
Especially if you have an only child.
所以神对我们的爱是人没有办法去测度的。
So God's love surpasses all knowledge.
就好像上次我讲，人没有办法去测度这个宇宙有多大。
Just like last time I said, man cannot, understand how big this universe is.
前两个星期我代替Mark 弟兄教他的英文主日学。
Two weeks ago, I substituted for Mark to teach the English Sunday school.
那么我就谈到创世纪第一章第一节。
I talk about Genesis 1:1.
这里讲到起初神创造这个天地。
It says in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth.
那么在那个时候时间就开始了。
And at that time, at that moment, time begins.
我们都知道在神还没有创造这个天地的时候时间是不存在的。
We know that before creation, time does not exist.
一切都是无限的。
Everything is limitless.
时间对于神来讲 是不存在的。
Time does not exist in God's view.
因为他是永恒的神。
Because he is an eternal God.
所以当时在主学的时候，就有位弟兄说。
So during the Sunday school, a brother said.
他到没有时间那种状况，真的是不能够去想象的。
He said it is unimaginable what it is or how it is without time.
所以当主耶稣基督再一次来审判这个世界的时候，
So when Jesus returned to judge this world,
时间就要结束了。
Time will cease to exist.
所有得救的人将会进入一个新天新地。
All believers will enter into a new heaven and new earth.
这个新天新地将不会受到时间的限制。
And this new heaven and earth will not be limited by time.
那么这种状况是我们人的头脑不可以去想象的。
This environment is something that we cannot imagine.
是我们的头脑不能够去测度的。
It is something that our knowledge will not enable us to grasp.
那么同样的，圣经讲到耶稣基督的爱，他的长阔高深是人不能够去测度的。
And similarly, the Bible said the width, the length, the height, and the depth of the love of Christ is beyond all knowledge.
所以当保罗在罗马书讲到耶稣基督的爱的时候，
So when Paul talked about Jesus' love in the book of Romans,
他讲到我们生性无论死是生是天使是掌权的，就有能力的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处或者低处，是别受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们主基督里面。
He said, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth." Nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord.
然后保罗最后的祷告。
And in his last prayer,
他就是求神能够使到神一切充满基督徒。
He prayed that God will be able to fill the believers.
所以这里讲到神一切充满的，就是指神所有的。无论他是大能，或者他的恩典，或者他的爱，充满给基督徒。
He's talking about everything about God. No matter if it is His grace, His love, everything will fill the believers.
那么在这里，保罗不是讲到我们这个有限的人能够容纳神所有的东西。
Paul here is not saying that we who are limited can accept everything that God is.
我们只不过好像一个杯一样放在这个海滩上面。
It's just like we are a cup on the beach.
然后这个海水从大海洋里面冲过来。
The water, the wave from the ocean come towards this cup.
然后把这个杯装得满满的。
And it filled the cup.
而且流出来，多那个水多到从那个杯子里面流出来。
And it overflows the cup.
这就是圣经里面讲的充满了满满了。
And this is what the Bible said to fill us.
就是好像这个圣经里面讲到约翰福音第一章十六节讲到。
And it's just like in,
John 1:16. 他说从他丰满的恩典里面我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩了。
It says, and from his fullness have we all received grace upon grace.
那么这里讲到就是在我们的生活里面让圣灵来充满了我们的生命。
So it's saying that during our daily living, we allow the Holy Spirit to fill us up.
那么使到我们的生命能够结出这个圣灵的果子。
So that we can bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
能够使到我们生命有仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔跟节制。
So that in our life we have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
在60年代末期的时候，有一首很流行的这个华文歌曲。
At the end of the in the 60s, there is a very popular secular song.
然后它的歌名叫做《苦酒满杯》。
It's talking about cup is overflowed with bitterness.
啊，不晓得你们从台湾来的或者其他地方听过这首歌吗？
Has any of you heard the song?
啊，苦酒满杯。那么当时我在小学念书的时候。
When I was in a grade school.
啊，因为是一首流行歌曲嘛，哦。
Because it was a very popular song.
啊，所以我也会唱。
I know how to sing it.
啊，但是已经忘记了。
But I have forgotten.
那么从这些歌名我就明白这杯酒是非常的苦啊。
So from the name of the song, I know that the wine in the cup is bitter.
那么虽然这个杯满满的。
Even though the cup is full.
但是里面的酒是苦的。
But the wine is bitter.
可是当神所有的充满，当神充满我们的时候。
But when God fills us,
我们所经历的不是一杯满满的苦酒。
What we will experience is not bitter wine.
而是充满仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制的生命。
What we will be filled will be love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
所以今天让我们在神的面前审查我们的生命。
So may we examine ourselves before God.
我们的生命是否有经历到神的大能
？Have we experienced God's almighty power？
以致使到我们的心能够刚强起来
，so that we can be strengthened。
我们的属灵生命是否有深度
？Do we have depth in our spiritual life？
我们属灵的生命在基督的爱里面是否有根有基
？And are our spiritual life rooted and established in God's love？
我们是否有深入的明白到基督的爱是何等长阔的高深
？Did we grasp how wide, long, high, and deep, the love of Christ is？
我们的生命是否有被神所有的充满
？And are we filled by God？
让我们同心低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray。
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你今天赐给我们的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
感谢你过去带领我们属灵的生命。
Thank you for leading us in our spiritual life.
也求主你坚固我们的心。
Please strengthen us.
使我们的心能够刚强起来。
So that we, our inner being, can be strengthened.
也求主帮助我们能够有一个有深度的属灵生命。
Help us to have a spiritual life that has depth.
在我们的爱有根有基
，and that our love is rooted and grounded，
也让我们明白到耶稣基督的爱是何等长阔高深
，and to help us grasp onto how deep, wide, long, Christ's love is，
也让我们的生命被神充满，而且是满满的
，and may our lives be filled fully by God。
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求
，and we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ。
Amen.
Amen.